Welcome to Let's Get Fiscal. I'm your Community Engagement Coordinator, Doria Fleischer. This episode is another one in our great series about everything fiscal and money and budget related here in Charles County. And I'm so excited to be joined again by our Chief of Budget, Jake Dyer. Jake, thanks for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So it is December 2023. We are in winter holiday season. And as the saying goes, we're making the list and we're checking it twice.
Correct.
Jake, you're making some lists and helping people make lists and checking it and getting people's wish lists ready for the next fiscal year, yeah?
Yeah, so yeah. We believe it or not, we've started the fiscal year 2025 budget process. We actually started in September. This is one of those transition periods in the fall where the budget office is actually kind of working on three fiscal years.
Okay.
We're working on finalizing the fiscal year 2023 audit, which ends on June 30th.
Because our fiscal year always runs July 1st to June 30th.
Yeah.
So when we say fiscal year and we give it that number,
right,
it's the June 30th end date.
Yes.
So we are in fiscal year 2024.
Correct.
Because we're going to end on June 30th, 24.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
Got it. So we were working on finalizing that audit. We're working with our accounting office to finalizing that the audit. And now we're in fiscal year 24, like you said, and we're working on estimating and projecting out how we're doing so far this year.
Mm-hmm.
We do monthly reports on some of our major funds. We assist departments with any needs of requests for like budget transfers or any other supplemental funding they might need in this fiscal year. So we're assisting them with their current needs.
Okay.
And like I said, in September, we began working on the fiscal year 2025 budget. So we're like in three different fiscal years.
Never
right
a dull moment.
It's not ever a dull moment. So the process started in September.
Mm-hmm.
The first step in getting that, starting that process is the commissioners always approve a budget calendar.
Okay.
So that's the first step. So
and I would assume that really doesn't, like is it fair of me to say that's a formality?
Correct.
Okay.
The only things that could change is the dates.
Okay.
Right. And we typically need to wait until we see what the commissioners have set their agenda for the meeting dates for that.
Okay.
for the spring, because we want to make sure we select dates to meet with the commissioners on dates they're actually in session.
That makes sense. Okay.
So the one thing that typically changes each year is when is the spring break, right? So that always fluctuates between the end of March till the middle of April.
Because we don't want to schedule major things when people are not meeting.
Correct.
Okay.
So we always have to see when that is to schedule those commissioner meetings. But that doesn't really change what we're doing now.
Okay.
So the first step, like I said, was get the calendar approved. And then we start working with our departments and agencies on their capital needs. So that's really the first thing we start working with is we send out requests to them and ask them to tell me what your needs are for the capital budget.
And do that capital definition for us one more time. A capital project or a capital purchase is something that...
It's something that the county that has a long life of infrastructure. So it's your new school, a road, a building, water and sewer pipes or wells, stormwater, anything that has a long-term useful life that we would essentially want to finance.
That makes sense. So something, not just I'm using this year, I need some new pens for my office, but
right,
this is something that we're going to invest in and it's going to remain active throughout the next couple of fiscal years.
The capital piece is actually a five-year plan. So we're asking departments and agencies to tell us what their needs are for the next 5 years. So that's the first step. So we ask, there's two separate pieces. There's a governmental CIP, and that's, like I said, the schools, mm-hmm, and the roads and the buildings. And then there's the enterprise fund CIP. That's separate forms that they would fill out. So that's step one.
Okay.
Right? Once we get the Board of Education request, we actually went to the commissioners in November to show the request and related to what they're submitting to the state for needs. As I hopefully have said before, that the capital improvement program related to the school system has two funding sources, state funding sources as well as county funding sources. Part of that process with the state is once the school system submits their needs to the state, they want to know, does the county support those requests?
That makes sense. I'm going to give a little spoiler alert that you and I were talking this morning and saying that coming up in the new year, we probably should do a whole episode just on those big projects with the school system. And
yes,
something to look forward to.
Yes. So we take their request, we go to the commissioners, and we ask them to approve a letter of support to us Board of County Commissioners support the request that the school system submitted.
That makes sense. Charles County. Just that sign of a partnership.
Yes.
We're all going to the state of Maryland on the same page.
Yes.
Good. Correct. Okay.
Yeah. And they want to make sure, because if the state provides the funding for that project, they really want to make sure the county would fund their share.
That makes really good sense. Yeah. Okay.
So that's what we're working on with the capital. Okay. The other projects have been submitted to us right now, where the budget office is kind of going through those requests, looking at them, making sure the timing looks correct, making sure we're really looking at to see if anything changed based on the previous submission.
Okay.
And understanding the why. A lot of times things change, and mostly because of the cost of doing business is more, like the cost of materials and so forth. So we're asking that to make sure that's the reason why, or is this something else? Did this capital project now have a new added component to it that they didn't know of?
That something before? Popped up. I'm thinking from my own personal budget, Jake. Yeah. It never gets less. Like, I'm never in the middle of doing a big project at home, and it's like, oh, thank goodness, wood is less expensive now, or this went on sale, right? It never goes down. It's always going up, yes?
Correct. And another thing that will change, though, is the timing, because we're checking with the project managers to make sure, like, hey, you're asking for this amount in this fiscal year. Is this realistic? Is this something that
Or you're really not going to need to put in those new windows because the frame's not up, so we're going to wait and push that. It's just kind of a chat back and forth of what's happening.
Yes. So that's where around the capital projects.
Okay.
But we're also working on the operating budget. The operating budget consists of your general fund, your enterprise funds, as well as special revenue funds. The first step in that process is the budget office kind of looks at what they think is a baseline budget.
Okay.
So we do that in October. So what a baseline budget is that it's really how much does each department need to continue to do what they're doing now.
Nothing changes. We're not doing anything crazy, fancy, new, exciting. It's just if we continued status quo,
how much
this is what
cost?
We do.
Yeah.
Okay.
Most of the work that goes into October is estimating the salary and fringe piece to personnel. At the budget office, if for any employee that is paid out of the county payroll system, the budget division projects a salary budget for each individual full-time employee and then formulates that into a much bigger number for each division. So we take care of that. We don't ask the departments and agencies to estimate that on their own. We do that just because we have a much better idea on what's going to happen. And we have a pretty intensive spreadsheet that actually figures out, like, if the employees do a salary increase in this fiscal year, how much it is. So one thing that for each full-time employee, if it's in the budget, they get a merit increase.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So my anniversary date's May. So when we estimate the merit increase, I only estimate 1 month of that merit increase.
Because that'll be the only month that you would get that in that fiscal year.
Correct.
That makes sense. But for another employee,
that starts in July, I'm estimating on 12. So we have a formula spreadsheet that does all those calculations. So
interesting. Okay. Yeah. And I love that. I mean, that's such a joy that somebody else does the math, right? That we're not asking our departments who are focusing on things that are day-to-day operations of Charles County government. Like, you guys do your job, we'll do our job and figure out what we should be spending on that.
Yes,
that's perfect.
And you can
do math for me anytime you want, Jake. Yeah. Just let me know.
And it's not just county departments. It's sheriff's office, state's attorney, circuit court, any employee that's part of our payroll system, we take care of that for them. So that's October.
Okay.
And as well as figuring out the baseline budget. Then in November, we turn the budget over to all the departments and agencies. So they're working on what their needs are for next year. And this includes new items, new requests, new positions, new operating programs, anything new that's not in the baseline budget. They're coming out with their wish. I'll call it a wish list.
Right.
Those submissions are due to the budget office in the beginning of December.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So when we ask them to submit anything that's new, like new positions, new operating, we do ask them to fill out some forms that go along with it.
This is where I start to picture you dressed like Santa Claus. I'm not going to lie to you, where I picture, like, come on in and tell me what you're looking for this year, my friend. Have you been good? What can I get you?
Right. So one of the biggest things that we ask them to do is how does this request tie to a particular commissioner goal and objective? Because we want to make sure the new item is going to achieve something that the Board of County Commissioners are striving to achieve. And then we also ask them, once we receive all the requests, we ask them to rank their requests. So tell us what your highest priorities are. So they rank their requests. And then from there, we then ask them to, and then we started working with our human resources department, our equity office. We work with them and in a way to ask them, they fill out a equity budget questionnaire. Mm-hmm. So they, right, or they answer how does this budget request impact the equity of Charles County?
So we're making sure that we're not, for each of those, it's the idea that this isn't just, I want it, can I have it?
Right.
But I want it, this is why it's important, this is how it ties into the bigger picture of Charles County, not just my department.
Right.
And this is how I make sure it's equitable to all of Charles County, not just one group of residents.
Correct.
Is that an accurate statement?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's November and December.
So you're like a pretty particular Santa. I mean, this is not just like, I want the Red Ryder BB gun. This is, I want the Red Ryder BB gun and I have to really sell to you why this is a good idea.
Correct.
And really in that case, it didn't, right? He got told he's going to shoot his eye out. He's not getting it.
Right.
Yeah.
So we work on that. And then starting in January, we just the budget and the departments have meetings. It's
okay.
Just, and it's really, those meetings are really focused on, do we get everything that you need?
Mm-hmm.
Is this, are we doing it? Did we capture everything? Is there anything missing? You know, any flushing out any questions we might have on the particular request or any baseline changes? Because the department and when they submit their budget, they could say, look, my cost of doing business is now this, and you thought it was this,
right?
So we'll ask questions on what why is it different now,
right?
Once we flush that out and through our meetings in January, then in February, we start meeting with the county administrator. And then that meeting in February and beginning of March with the county administrator's office really focuses on the new things that they're asking for, new requests.
Because the status quo, you said that baseline, really none of that is a surprise. That's just we're doing what we're doing.
Right.
Okay.
But while we're doing all this work in the departments, we have to revenue forecast at the same time.
Right.
So we're estimating what the revenues could be. There's certainly there's big dates on when those revenues, when we'll know how our revenues are looking forward. One of them being beginning at this in November, December, as we get information from our state's Department of Assessment and Taxation, what the assessed value is of the Charles County properties. So
right.
We take the assessed value, divide that into the tax rate, and that's how much property tax revenue you get.
And if you've got questions on that, you should definitely go back and listen to our episode all about property tax,
because
I know that's always a hot topic that gets people confused and angry and overwhelmed.
Yes.
Rightfully so. It's a lot of money.
Yes. And then another one that's probably the hardest one to pinpoint is we make changes throughout the year is our income tax revenues. Because of the way the income tax are structured, the money, when it comes out of someone's paycheck, the state collects it on behalf of the counties, and then every month the state does a income tax distribution, and each month means different things, different whys. And why this distribution of in November 30th is because of this. So when we get those, that can, if the November income tax distribution is greater or less than what we were expecting, then that changes our forecast for the following year. So there's some big income tax distributions that really drive the budget. One of them is November. One of them is February.
Okay.
So those are the two ones that we're really looking for. The hardest part to pinpoint with the income tax piece is that when we present the budget to the commissioners in the spring, we only know 50% of our income tax revenue.
Yeah, that is a hard, I think about, again, to go back to that personal budget example, I know what I get paid every month. I kind of know what my household income is going to be. But it sounds like with revenue with the county, you are kind of hoping for the best and guessing as you go.
Yeah, because we actually get the remaining 50% like after the budget's adopted.
Mm, okay.
So that's the hard part when it comes to revenue forecasting is what the income tax number will be.
Yeah.
But the rest, once the property tax number doesn't really change much, and we have much on the fees and that the county collects. We have a much able to forecast that. Because we get the
we know, we right. Know. And we've got the data for it, right? We know that if this many people take their trash to the landfill, it's pretty consistent, right?
Yeah.
It doesn't change year to year that much.
So once we figure out what our revenues are, then when we are meeting with the county administrator, and we have a much better idea of any of these new items, what can be fit in or not. So these meetings with the county administrator, which includes, by that point, we're including your agencies, like the school systems part, right, is having a conversation. The sheriff's office, the health department, the state's attorney, the circuit court, all our partner agencies starts to meet with the county administrator. The charitable trust, they have, which is, for those that don't know, the charitable trust is a nonprofit. The county gives monies to the charitable trust, and the charitable trust decides how much dispersed to do a nonprofit. So that's what the point
of it. Hopefully another episode coming up on that too.
Yeah? Hopefully.
Yeah. Yes. That's the plan. Okay. Yes.
So once we know the revenues, and then it's up to the county administrator and us to figure out what goes in the proposed budget.
Okay.
And then once in April, this year's in April, because the way Easter is working, in April is when we'll start the 25 budget presentations. The commissioners, yeah, will have for the general fund, it will show a proposed balanced budget with hopefully new items included, because our revenues are growing,
right,
to cover that, as well as our baseline changes, and as well as salary increases for our employees, our dedicated employees. So then it's balanced, and then the commissioners have a process to make changes to the
budget. Exciting part, the budget public hearing and all of that stuff.
Correct.
All right. Okay. So Jake, you've been doing this how many years? 20?
Started with the county in May of 2002.
Okay. Yeah. So what's your favorite part of this process? When I joke that you get to be like Santa Claus, what's the most fun?
Oh gosh. There's nothing really that sticks out. Like, yes, we're at this stage of the game.
Do you have a favorite thing that you funded? Do you have a favorite thing that you feel like was like, this was really cool, that a department came to me and said, we need, and you helped them figure out how to do it? I'm putting you on the spot, I know.
Every year, it's always like, yeah, that's pretty cool that we put that in. One thing I think we were pretty proud about in the last budget cycle was we were able to fund 16 new EMTs, right, in Charles County.
Emergency medical technicians, yes. Yeah.
Yeah, and the county's growing. We have a volunteer system that is... They're doing the best they can, but yeah, the county has to supplement them with the funding sources. And so when you call 911, someone can come to your door.
I want somebody to come when I call.
So I was pretty excited that we were able to fit in 16 new EMTs into the budget for emergency services.
That's awesome. Yeah. Well, Jake, on behalf of Charles County government, thank you for looking at our lists and getting us what we want and delivering things so that we can do what's right for the residents of Charles County. I know that I was really impressed when I came to work for county government that there really is a sense of fiscal responsibility across the board, that people genuinely want to handle county funds well,
yes,
and really want to do the best thing possible to get the best services in the hands of our residents without going crazy on money.
Correct.
So,
yes.
Here's to fiscal year coming up, new budgets, making sure the old budgets are wrapped up, and mm-hmm, a good year of county government services for us all.
Yeah.
Jake Dyer, Chief of Budget, thanks so much for being here today to talk about what's coming up in the budget cycle. And thank you so much for tuning in. If you have questions about things that you heard about in this episode, go back and check out our other episodes of Let's Get Fiscal. We talk on some really cool topics, and of course, more topics coming in the new year. In the meantime, take care, stay safe, stay engaged. For more information on Charles County government, visit our website, www.charlescountymd.gov. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter and subscribe to the county's e-news. Also, don't forget to sign up for our text and email alerts through the Citizen Notification System. You can watch CCG TV on Comcast Channel 95 or Verizon Fios 10, and we're streaming on Apple TV and Roku devices. Just search Charles County government. You can also subscribe to our podcast wherever you get your podcasts by searching Charles County Government. And don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel,